good on you for starting that, because the amount of people that read the magazine, that listen to your podcast is huge. Because I get people going, Claudio, do you need a good podcast to listen to? You know, one of them always go, hey, there's Elevate out there. And I give them a couple of other bunch of others. But the reality is, at the end of the day, it's about, like you were saying, making a difference.
You are listening to Elevate, the official podcast of Elite Agent for real estate industry sales professionals, property managers, and leaders. Each episode, we bring you the best minds in business and real estate to help you list more, sell more, and elevate your results. To connect with all things Elite Agent, including the latest news, coaching, and features, subscribe at our website, eliteagent.com.
Welcome to a special episode of the Elevate podcast. In fact, this episode is episode 100 since the podcast began a little over 2 years ago. I'm Samantha McLean, editor of Elite Agent, and most weeks host of the podcast, but not this week. September is a special month for us. Not only are we celebrating this 100 episode milestone, but September 5 will mark 3 years of The Brief as a daily newsletter for real estate industry professionals, and September 15 will mark 5 years of the print magazine, a publication many people said to me would never make it. However, as you heard from Gavin Rubenstein last week, there is nothing like somebody telling you you shouldn't do something or that you can't do something to make you want to make it work even more. Or at least that is the case for me. In this episode of the podcast, I've handed over the host chair to one of our favourite coaches in the industry, Claudio Encina, who has pretty much seen all of our ups and downs. And along for the ride with me in the guest chair is Mark Edwards, who was by my side for episode one, and thankfully still is, obviously for better or for worse. In this podcast, you're going to hear some of the behind the scenes of building a small publishing company from scratch, some of the highlights of the last 5 years and what we've learned, some of the parallel lessons that apply not just to publishing or real estate, but plenty of other entrepreneurial endeavours. Plus, there is a bit of behind the scenes on the current issue and some of the common links we notice in all of the top performers that we interview. So I hope you enjoyed the episode, and if you do, please share it with your industry colleagues and, of course, hit that iTunes subscribe button. Now, if you happen to be out driving or walking, we want you to relax and enjoy the podcast. And besides, it's kind of difficult to write notes if you happen to be doing either. So we've done the work for you, and for about a week, you can download a free action guide for this podcast at eliteagentelevate.com. These action guides are all the best value bombs from our podcast in bullet point form. No fluff or junk, just the very best stuff from this episode. So grab those notes quickly at eliteagentelevate.com. One last thing I want to tell you about is Elite Agent Extra. So this is where we send you a printed newsletter every month with all the notes from our podcast delivered directly to your door. That is going to save you a heap of time and allow you to scan for things that might be relevant to you as well. And we're going to give you, along with that, some access to some cool stuff online. So check out eliteagentelevate.com for that as well. That's it from me for now, except for one thing, and that is a big heartfelt thanks to everyone. That is our advertisers, our contributors, our readers, our listeners. We appreciate everything that you are and everything that you do that has brought Elite Agent to life over the years. And looking forward, together we can continue our mission of making a better, stronger, more consumer-focused real estate industry for the future. Now, on with the show.
Welcome to the podcast, Elevate. And I've got to say, everyone, I'm super honored and feel very privileged to be here and asked to ask about this special episode, which is number 100. And welcome, Mark and Sam.
Thanks, Claudio.
Yep, thanks,
Matt. Pleasure to be here, Claudio.
Awesome. Well, listen, if my throat sounds a bit husky, I've had the flu for a week. So to the listeners in podcast world, hopefully you can
It's all those 5 a.m. jump in the cold.
Yeah. It just does not work. Don't do it. Don't be stupid like me. No, not at all. Not at all. But guys, super excited to be interviewing you guys because this episode's pretty special, as is a couple of other celebrations, not just episode 100 of Elevate, but also Elite Agent Magazine about to turn 5. Yeah. And 3 years of The Brief.
Yep.
Is that pretty
cool? We're suckers for punishment, aren't we?
September the 3rd, I think, for The Brief. And yeah September the 15th 5 years of a lead agent.
Really? Mm-hmm. Okay. So do you mind if I just like shoot some questions to you guys today?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay. We're going to switch around the mics. And you normally, you know what, Sam and Mark, you guys are normally interviewing other people. And today we're going to...
Well, the way it usually works is that Sam's asking all the questions and I'm sort of sitting there with the headphones on and the cameras and just going, is everything being recorded?
Yeah. I've heard you actually do Sam's hair as well beforehand.
No.
Okay.
That's the place we just don't go.
You don't go there.
I'm scared.
Well, firstly, congratulations to you both because I think it's a massive achievement, massive milestones, doing three things, Elite Agent Magazine, doing the brief, and then basically Elevate hitting 100 episodes, which is huge. So a bit of a round of applause.
Thanks, mate.
Thank you.
Congratulations.
I've got to say something, though. We thought long and hard as to who would actually be sitting on the other side of the table across from us, and it couldn't be anybody but yourself because you've been pretty much with us through the entire journey from day one.
Yeah.
There's that word, the journey.
The
How
journey.
How many times can we say today?
Every time you say journey, take a sip.
Okay.
Okay. I'll say,
we're going to run out.
I'll say familiar. You say journey.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, it's been amazing being part of the family with you guys and just see you guys evolve and grow over the last 15 years, which has been amazing, is super special for me. So from me to you, thank you as well. Okay. Mm. Are you ready to
get
some questions? Yeah.
Yeah.
All right.
Let's dive in.
So first thing is, let's talk about the podcast, right? Episode 100 now, but out of all the episodes that you've done, and you've had some amazing people in the industry, outside of the industry, that you both have met and had the pleasure to interview, Sam. So tell me some of the people that have been some of your highlights or favorites out of the hundreds that you've, the 100 that you've interviewed.
I've got to name names, do I?
Give us some names, yeah.
Yeah, so you know we weren't supposed to have a podcast. This all happened quite by accident. In that, because we were doing a bunch of things and I think Transform Masters, and we had so much video content at the time that small team and we really couldn't produce all that video content and have it out on time. And somebody much younger than me said, why don't you just do it as a podcast?
What are you talking about, kid?
You know, and I kind of looked blankly and tiredly at that person and, you know, said, okay, whatever, do whatever. Yep. And run with it. I'm not sure whether that's good leadership or not, but okay, off you go. And then I went, wait, hang on a second. We can't just put something like that out with absolutely no introduction. So I said to Mark, okay, we're going to have to do episode one to introduce this thing. And if we go back to episode one now, it's probably a little bit like Joe Rogan. Yeah. He probably never doesn't want to hear episode one again either, and I'm not sure I do. But we kind of kicked it off with a behind the news, like look at
– The weekly wrap.
Yep.
The weekly wrap.
It was the weekly wrap.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yep. And then in between that, we were putting out these long-form transform episodes. Mm. And eventually, you don't think people are listening to you until you get emails saying, oh – when's the podcast out? Because I think, you know, in those early days, there were a couple of glitches on a Saturday morning. You know, there were some days where I was furiously, you know, editing things in Adobe Audition at 9 o'clock and I'm getting emails going, is the podcast coming out this week? And
people are waiting for the podcast.
Yep, shortly. And then I thought, oh, okay, people are actually listening to this. So then came some time to put structure and processes around it. Mm. But since that time, we have had some really interesting guests in here. We've had, you know, just recently, Lisa Messenger, she was fantastic.
I love her.
John McGrath, he's always fantastic. I mean, you know, when he's in form, there is, don't think anyone better. My other favorite, Matt LaHood.
Yep.
Because he is just so giving with his knowledge and he has this uncanny knack of remembering everything.
Absolutely. Everything.
And if I could sort of, you know, maybe pick someone outside the real estate industry, I think Joanna Ferrari, I interviewed her. That was when we kicked off the series of podcasts called The Leadership Diaries. And she was very interesting. She was a Tony Robbins coach. And there's a lot of, if you listen back to that podcast, and sometimes I still listen back to it, and there are still things that I take away from it. You know how you hear different things?
Yes.
One thing that's really carried me through a lot, particularly in the last couple of years, is something that she said is, everything is as it should be and it serves me. And I think that's a really good thing for everybody to remember is that, you know, like if you're going through a good time, a bad time or whatever, you know, is to really think about how that serves you.
That's right. It's happening for a reason.
Because it does in some way.
Yeah.
And yeah, often I go back to that one. So if I had to name a favorite, yeah, I'm not sure if I could, but you know, there are some moments that, you know.
There's definitely some memorable ones. So I think one of the most memorable was on Fifth Avenue in New York when we went and saw Leonard Steinberg
over at Compass. Yes. Yeah. And actually had him down there.
We were sitting there and he said, "It's going to get a little bit noisy in here." I said, "All right, okay." And then all of a sudden these people just start turning up with trays of food, which come from, I think it was a charity that they actually had, that it was not people off the streets, but, you know, sort of people that didn't have a gig, and they basically sort of went into these big commercial kitchens and made lunches for the entire Compass staff.
Yeah.
So we're sitting there in this booth and, you know, so we've got our, you know, sort of traveling mic set up. And then there's more and more and more people coming in, and we're going, all right, well, this is atmosphere.
Wow.
Yeah.
So how many people did you have there turn up, roughly?
Probably about 50 to 100. Yeah. So
it started
off with just an empty room with a pool table and looking really groovy, and then all of a sudden it was just this mayhem bedlam.
It was incredible. Well, it is America. Everything's like 20 times bigger than anywhere else.
Yeah.
But it was this old gothic sort of art deco building with, you know, sort of just a plain old Compass sign on it. And then when you get in there, it's just completely out of this world.
Yeah, because they're right into the technology part, right?
Yeah.
Really moving with that.
Yeah, there's such an interesting business. I mean, they're a tech business with a real estate heart, I think. I mean, that's not how they describe themselves, but they do have a lot of developers and programmers and things like that, that, you know, they're really looking at how to make the real estate transaction painless for other people. And I think, you know, too, like they employ people not from a real estate background, but from places like Vogue and Google and
they
Facebook.
And they bought a logistics company for groceries or something, didn't they?
So, to
integrate the technology into their tech stack to service the real estate industry.
Wow.
Everybody is thinking about how can we become, you know, sort of as efficient as Uber, and how do we become as efficient as Amazon? You take the lessons and the tech from that industry and then you retrofit it into, well, this is what they're doing, is they're pretty much retrofitting it into real estate, which is amazing.
Yeah. It's crazy, isn't it? I mean, I did see something with Compass where basically their signboard was just like a sign that says Compass, and you'd walk past the sign and everything would just be transferred onto your phone, everything about that property that you needed to know, you know?
Their beacon technology.
Crazy sort of stuff where it's all going.
Yeah.
Okay, so you've interviewed some amazing people on this podcast, and, you know, Junior was one of my other favorites, you know, Wayne Pierce, because I'm a Balmain boy myself. So, you know, inner west in the heart, the Tigers lost last night. I hope they make the finals in the NRL this year. But, and I was devastated in 88 and 89 when we lost the grand final twice. But
who's remembering?
Yeah, me.
Actually,
you can tell I can't let go yet.
He didn't get my joke.
What was the joke?
This is the thing. You've got to be careful with some people, I guess, when you're interviewing them. When he played State of Origin for New South Wales, he played alongside some of the real greats like Ben Elias and a lot of those.
Steve Roach.
Paul
Sirenin.
They're all Balmain.
They're my heroes.
Yeah.
All Balmain.
All Balmain Tigers. So I said, so when you played State of Origin for the New South Wales Tigers, and he looked at like it was deliberate, and he looked at me like, "You silly person,
it's the New South Wales
Blues." Like, you know, and I'm like, yeah, I'm making a joke, but you're not laughing.
So we'll just move right along.
Right along, absolutely. Okay, so you've had some incredible guests, some groovers and shakers that have come in on this podcast, which is amazing. Let's talk about the magazine for a moment. 5 years, Sam, and I remember you sharing a story with me where I think you were sitting in ARIC. And I can't remember if the magazine was called Sold at the time, and there was an opportunity of doing something. And maybe for our listeners there in the podcast world, like, tell us about the story, how Elite Agent Magazine
came to be.
Yeah.
So it was 2014, and I was actually working for another company. Like, I actually had a day job. My personal life wasn't in such a good place, and, well, actually had two jobs. One of them was working for Sold magazine. That was my, let's call it a side hustle.
Yes.
<'Cause>
as Gary Vee would say,
my primary employer didn't know that I was kind of writing magazine articles for the real estate industry at the time. I think it would be way more accepted now. But I really enjoyed it, and that was all very well and good until, with that publication, it wasn't very internet focused. Like there was no real web presence, no podcast, no digital stuff going on.
Yeah.
And so that magazine kind of went the way that a lot of print magazines went in that time. So we're talking, you know, 2012, 2013.
Correct. It even happened to Lisa Messenger, just, you know, with the collective, you
well,
know.
Exactly.
With her magazine.
Almost exactly the same yeah. thing. Although, I mean, she's way more internet savvy, but.
Totally.
Yeah. So I love my little side hustle. I love yep. the real estate industry. I was doing a bunch of stuff. And then when the magazine went south, I was actually really upset. I was gutted and, you know, thought, well, what am I going to do now? And I'd kind of built up a little bit of a following, and the people that knew me from that other magazine kind of thought that that was my magazine. So that was a bit of a battle that I had to fight to say, actually, no, I was just working for someone.
Yep.
Let's move on. And then everyone would sort of say to me, why don't you just do your own thing? But the trouble with doing my own thing was I had no money. Yeah. I was a single mother yeah. going the same way into a printed publication that had just gone south, probably not the most secure career prospect.
I've just seen that spectacularly fail.
Yeah.
Let's do it again.
Let's do it again. Yeah. Except yep. I sort of had in the back of my mind, I suppose it was something that I really wanted. And that I really wanted to do was one was to have my own business so I didn't have to worry about other people controlling my destiny.
Yes.
And that I think deep inside, I thought I could do a better job.
Yep.
But, you know, it was still a problem that I had no money, no resources, no way to get a loan, yeah. all of that sort of stuff. So I happened to be sitting at ARIC in 2014 taking notes for John McGrath. I hadn't intended to be there. I was so broke that I couldn't go to the hairdresser.
We can all relate to some point of our life being yep. someone like where you've been. Yeah, go on, keep yep. telling it.
So there I was sitting in the audience taking notes. And Chip Eichelberger came on stage. And
oh, Chip. I remember Chip too. Yeah.
Wasn't he? He was fantastic. And, you know, some of those previous ARICs with the big motivational speakers, it's hard not to get swept away in them, particularly when you're taking notes for someone. And I'm really focused on these notes thinking, I don't want to screw this up because they've given me a free ticket to do this. So there I am listening to Chip and he's saying, you know, do you want to control your own destiny? And I'm like, yes. And everyone's like, yes. And do you want to be a success? And everyone's like, yes. And I'm like, yes. And all of a sudden I realize I'm sort of standing up going, yes. Like, you know, yes, I want my own magazine. No one else is standing up around me, which is pretty embarrassing. So I kind of sat back down again. and then I thought, oh, well, you know, like I might as well do this.
Yeah.
And, you know, I put it out into the universe. I tweeted something saying that Elite Agent will be in print by September the 15th, 2014.
Wow.
Tweet.
Yeah, tweet.
I think there was a couple of hashtags, real estate elite agent goals. So then I think I felt like once it was out there, I had no choice but to just keep going. And, you know, if you've listened to the great Ida Buttrow speak, one of my heroes, obviously, she's editor of Australian Women's Weekly and now head of the ABC. She has this story. I think it comes out of Mandino, which is, you know, you don't have to see the whole staircase to take the first step. So, you know, I will take one step and then I'll take another step and then I'll take another step. And my steps were in the form of post-it notes.
Yeah, right.
You know, the first post-it note obviously was to get the band back together.
Yep.
Which is Mark Norris, who's based on the Central Coast, and, you know, a few other key people around me. And then I had a really big job to do, which was to talk my now husband, Mark, out of his corporate job to come and join me.
Well, I was going to say, how did you get Robin? Because, you know, Mark's the publisher of the magazine. So how did that come about?
Well, I was working for another big corporate at the time doing big IT solutions for the mining sector.
Yep.
So here I am out in the Pilbara and doing, you know, multi-million dollar deals. And Sam says, why don't you come over and play over here and
sell a few ads.
Righto.
I could do that.
But like, so similar to Sam as well, like having been in the corporate sector for 20, 30 years and really knowing that you can make a difference, it was, I suppose, the opportunity to be able to say, all right, always believed in the fail fast, fail often.
Yes.
Let's just give it a crack.
Yeah, absolutely.
So out of what we're doing, there is a term which we all live by around here, which is everything is a test until it isn't.
Yeah. Isn't that interesting? Because you know what? It's when people are looking at taking risk, I always say what would be the best case scenario? What's the most likely scenario? What's the worst case scenario? And when I take risk in anything, I always think to myself, unless I jeopardize, you know, my wife Lucy or the children in some form of manner, that's like a big play. That's big risk, right? But at the end of the day, if it's not going to do anything harmful to them or they're not going to be-
Or others.
It's easy to go back and get a job if you need to or do what you got to do and start again. I mean, so good on you for starting that, because the amount of people that read the magazine, that listen to your podcast is huge, because I get people going, Claudia, do you need a good podcast to listen to? You know, one of them always go, hey, there's Elevate out there, and I give them a couple of other bunch of others. But the reality is, at the end of the day, that it's about, like you were saying, making a difference. But going back to, we've all been at that space, but when you've got that desire, everything is about desire. When you've got desire, the fire in the belly, more than likely, it's going to come out through either most likely scenario or even best case scenario.
I think too, when you put it out to the universe, when you make that sort of a declaration of your intention, which is actually, I'm going to do this better. I'm going to help people. I'm going to put good news out there, not crap news.
Yep.
I'm going to give the people of the real estate industry a good start to the day that makes them feel good. That intention was set very early with our values of Elevate, Educate, Entertain.
Yes.
And the entertain being the important bit.
The good news.
The
good news channel.
The good news. And there were several things that inspired me to do that along the way as well, because as a B2B publisher, a business-to-business publisher, I'm a firm believer that if you're going to make a living out of an industry, then you'd better leave it in a better place than you found it. And I mean, that doesn't matter whether it's real estate or whatever. I mean, as a real estate agent, you know, you want to leave the people that you touch in a better place than you found them. And I think the media all too often think that that doesn't apply.
Yep.
But I think absolutely it does.
Absolutely. Talking about the magazine, everybody always tries to get on the cover of Elite Agent magazine. And I know you did it this year at ARIC. And you go, hey, you want to be on the cover? Just come to our booth. And here you go, right? Yeah. But in the publication, who's been, even I got on the cover, I was on like the silver, the latest one.
Everyone's
like,
on the cover now.
The cover. Yeah. Who, well, not the latest one, but the one before that. But what's been your favorite cover in the 5 years on Elite Agent magazine?
Do you mean visually or the story?
Give us one of both. Why not? Like, give us the visual one and give us one of the story.
Okay. So visually, it's Gavin Rubenstein,
yes.
I think.
Yeah.
And also, like, by the way, Gavin was just in here and
was he episode 99, just in case for our listeners are
Yeah. I think I do have a bit of a crush on Gavin.
But, you heard it here first on Elevate Podcast number 100.
But, you know, like he always, like I somehow feel like the old auntie somehow too. But the thing is like I like stories that not what you expect. Mm. And I remember with Gavin, you know, we'd planned that issue well in advance. It was sort of two or three issues in advance. Mm. And I must admit I had a few preconceived notions, but then I got to know Gavin, and he's an extraordinarily hard worker.
Yes.
You know, that has done extraordinarily well, but I think through hard work.
Of course.
That also sort of shaped the cover line as well, wasn't it? Getting to know Gavin Rubenstein.
Yeah.
Because everyone had their own preconceived ideas as to who was Gavin.
That's right.
Mm. Yeah.
It was,
so
it was interesting to lift the hood on that one, wasn't it?
Yeah. So I called the story Getting to Know Gavin Rubenstein. I mean, the other cover visually that stands out to me is probably Ed Smith, you know, the annual technology issue from last year
Queensland,
where he was taking a selfie. And funnily enough, you
That's
know.
That's a super cover, that one, yeah.
Yeah, and he knows it too. He knows I'm a bit of an Ed Smith fan. But, yeah, what was really interesting about that is we put that cover out, you know, with him doing that, and then the very next day on the cover of the Australian newspaper was ScoMo in exactly the same pose. Yeah, so I sort of thought that was funny, and I thought Ed looked much better than ScoMo.
Yep.
No, awesome. Absolutely. And story?
Story.
Any story that touched you or one of your favourite stories that you published?
Yeah, well, I think the current issue, actually, Martin Millard. So a bit of a story, but like some people say, how do I get on the cover and think that had people offer me money, I've had people harass me for years. Glenn Caccino.
I know where you live.
No, you had to move.
That could have been my family, sorry.
Glenn Caccino had to move to the US to get there.
Yeah.
So this one, like we'd actually planned a slightly different cover, which we'll probably still do in the future. But sometimes when you read someone's story, it touches you in a way that you don't expect. Mm-hmm. And that kind of happened with the current cover story is, first of all, I had Kylie Dalhunty, who does a lot of our features writing.
Yes.
She was doing a story last issue, and she's got a real nose. She's a journalist of many years experience, and she has a nose for a story. So she came back to me and said, I've just done this interview on Harcourt Solutions for They Were an Aries Winner, came back and said, have you ever heard of this guy, Martin Millard? Like, you know, like you signed a vineyard, made it, lost it, blah, blah, blah. And I said, no, I haven't heard of him. She said, well, you know, I think there's a story there. Do you mind if I go and explore that? So I said, yeah, go for
it. Like any good journalist. There's a story there.
There's a story there.
But yeah, let's dive into that one and go deep and wide. Let's find out about this one.
Yeah. So then she came back and she submitted the story and, you know, I read it and I sort of thought, wow, this is probably one of the most honest stories I have read in 5 years of publishing.
And I think also reading the story is that you know there's so much more in that story as well, because I think, so there was a moment where we've gone from no car, no money to basically sort of like look after the family, you know, sort of a pair of R.M. Williams with a hole in the shoe and just going out and knocking on doors. And then now where he is, it's an absolute transformation.
Well, the other thing is clearly there's a lot of respect for him out there too, because I posted that photo on social media.
Yes.
And it's probably had a bigger reaction than
anything
we've done recently. Yeah. Apart from the silver cover, which obviously everyone kind of reposted and said there on the cover, which was brilliant. But it's really tricky to name names. I guess there have been other stories, you know, Clinton Knopp, and he's come back from cancer. Stephanie Dobro. She and I have sort of become great mates since then. And, you know, just one of
Do we know where she's going? Has anything Pete said you're doing? Lips sealed. Okay.
It's under embargo. That's all I can say.
Yeah. So, but there have been friends that have been made out of it. Like, so you look at Hannah Gill.
Hannah.
So great
she's
friend.
She's our first EPM cover. And so, there's another story in that one too.
Absolutely.
Well, if you haven't got the magazine, make sure you get the latest issue with Martin, because I know that would be relevant to a lot of people where they've had to embrace the suck and, you know, sort of go, okay, you know, it's all or nothing and I've got to go and do this all bit right now. Mm. So beautiful.
Embrace the suck.
Yeah.
Forward is forward.
Yeah, just like, you know, door knock and do what you got to do, right?
Yeah.
You know, feed the kids.
Yeah.
Okay. Leads me to 3 years with a brief.
Yeah. 3 years of getting up at 5 a.m.
Can I just say something? I mean, I look at that and I get that every day in my inbox, right? Monday to Friday. And I think it arrives at whatever time. Used to be at 7 o'clock in the morning, 1 point, then it's 8:30. I think it roughly comes in now. Can I just ask you, Sam, like the content, agents struggle just to put a post once a month on social media, and the amount of content and the information that you bring out each day on a daily basis. Obviously, yes, you have a team, but to do it every day, like, how do you do that? Like, and how did the brief come up about, like, here we've got a magazine that we're doing bi-monthly. We've got a podcast happening, which is awesome. And then we're doing something that's coming out each day.
Life was so easy when it was just a bi-monthly magazine.
Yeah. And I remember one time, Sam, you saying to me, I have to go home now. And I'm going, why? Because I have to be up at 4:30 to get the brief organized. I'm like, wow. Okay. Yeah. Kudos to you.
Yeah. Things are very different today, 3 years down the track, than they were when we first started it. Like, there were some days when I would get up at 4:30 in the morning with a blinking cursor and go,
and nothing on the page.
And nothing on the page. And I'd think, okay, what am I going to write this morning?
Yeah.
Like, so it happens, it does happen to everyone.
Mm.
But the couple of things that have kind of saved me prior planning, if you can sort of sit down and think about what's happening during the week before you get there, and then it becomes a bit of tweaking and twisting and things like that.
And then just dropping the news in as it happens. You know, so the start of the morning is essentially, you know, sort of a good heart starter drink in the morning, and then just having a look at
a bit of pre-workout.
But it's good news.
It's pre-workout drink.
Yeah.
But it is scanning the news that's coming overnight. Like, so we started off with just basically sort of looking for direct emails, and with the amount of content that's hitting newsroom at eliteagent.com, it's incredible. So we just need to, I suppose the other thing that we've got is what Sam was saying before in leaving the industry in a better place than where you found it.
Yeah.
It's easy to filter the crap that comes.
Yeah, totally.
Because it's just as important what you don't hear from us as to what you do. We've got Tracy Grimshaw or whoever to be able to tell the bad news.
That's right.
But, you know, so the brief is the good news.
Yes.
It is your briefing paper for the day. To
you don't want
to
follow agents with a camera around Mark and into their car and, and have Sam throwing a bunch of questions at them.
Yeah. No, I think, look, it's, it, you know, it, from the corporate life,
yes.
Whenever a an exec needed to actually sort of have his day structured as to who am I meeting, what have I got to say, what are my talking points,
yep.
That's what the brief is, essentially giving you the opportunity to be able to have some meaningful conversations with your vendors, buyers, landlords, tenants, investors, whoever. And it's a mechanism to be able to just have meaningful conversations.
Now, I was going to say, the other thing is consistency. So, you know,
it's a muscle.
I've become, become a real James Clear fan, actually, not just because he spoke at ARIC this year.
So, you're doing the reps every day.
Yeah, well, it is. It's doing the reps every day. It's showing up every day. And it's the same, you know, there are certain parallels here for real estate agents as well. You know, we get up at 5 o'clock in the morning. We show up every day.
Routine, yeah.
And, you know, like there might be planned outages if we're traveling and stuff like that, but it is a tick in the box for, okay, I have done that.
Yes.
And secondly, the other thing is now you get to a point where there's a lot of tools out there that you can repurpose stuff. For example, with the podcast now, there's a million cameras around us, so we repurpose part of it as a video, for example. Next for our podcast will be a short version. So we're actually going to have a second podcast.
Of the same podcast.
The same podcast.
Fabulous.
But it will just be
like a 4 minutes.
It's
your crib notes, but in a podcast version.
Beautiful.
So, you know, if you actually wanted to subscribe and listen to all the podcasts you actually really wanted to listen to subscribe to, you'd never get anything done.
Yeah.
And that's where extras come from too now, which is our latest extension to the podcast, which is I have to listen back to these anyway. And so now we write down all of the key takeaway points. So it's not a transcription, which is really hard to decipher, but just key takeaway points from every podcast that you can go and download.
Recommended.
And even have them sent
to
you.
Yeah. But it's looking at those. I listen to my podcast when, you know, sort of the send button gets hit on the brief. Sammy goes and jumps on the treadmill. I sort of heel and toe out the door and do the lap around Kirribilli down past Luna Park.
But not a bad view.
It's great.
Nice.
But I've got the headphones on and I'm listening to a podcast. I cannot write anything down when you're walking around. Otherwise, you're going to be face planting.
Totally. But let me tell you, I do see people walk with their phone, looking at their phone while they're walking.
And
but
your face
and nearly
is so,
hit a car.
Your face is so pretty too. Oh, we wouldn't want that to.
But the point is, though, that the people that you listen to, whether it's on Elevate or whether it's on any podcast, there's nuggets in there. And usually if you're listening to a podcast without actually sitting there with pen and paper, you just don't have the opportunity to be able to get those down. And as much as you want to remember it.
Well, to me, Mark, you know, it's demanding what the client wants. And today the customer wants speed and efficiency.
This is where extra is coming into it, in that we've actually taken the opportunity to be able to list down what we see as being the key takeaways, you know, even what books they've recommended. And then it's basically sort of like, here it is, these are your crib notes.
Yep.
It's not a transcription, it's your crib notes.
Yep.
Yeah.
Which
Cliff
is great.
Notes, Sparks notes. Those things that you used to cheat with at school.
Yeah. Which is great because
the old little penguin books.
Well, for the listeners out there, it's all about understanding your clients, your customers, and what they demand today. It could be from what we're talking about, like listening to a podcast.
Well, we know what Elevate, how it gets consumed.
Yes.
It's consumed when doing letterbox drops. It's consumed when you're driving around in between
at
opens.
The gym,
at the
doing
gym,
a workout.
Standing at the door waiting for opens.
Yep.
There are so many different ways in which Elevate is being consumed, but it's not being listened to at the point where it's necessarily convenient to take note down.
Love it. Absolutely love it. Okay. We've talked about the brief. We've talked about, you know, the magazine, which is great. And congratulations to you've won the publishing and magazine awards with Mumbrella.
He's put a kibosh on it.
No, with Mumbrella.
No, he's talking about over the years.
You've won two Business Editor of the Year, the magazine's won Business Publication of the Year, and I think we've just been nominated for Launch Relaunch of the Year as well with We Are Real Estate cover.
Yeah, that's right, which I love, by the way, with all those agents and, you know, amazing. Okay, so one last question. Who's your favourite coach?
Oh, God,
you had to think about that one.
just you know, like – you give it away too quickly. I was going to make him work for it.
No one knows what Osha means.
I was going to make him work for it. Yeah. Yeah. How did you get the name Osher?
Okay, lucky.
How did you get the name Osher?
I don't know. If you see me, not through your headset today, but if you see me visually, I have a certain best type of hair, the best hair in the world. And if you look at Osher on The Bachelor, he's got the best hair in the world. That's me.
I think so. Yeah. Didn't it start with the original series of Transform when...
That's it.
I remember back to 2016, originally Transform was going to have someone sort of voted out of the Bachelor Mansion every week. That was the first thing.
That
and we
was
sort
the
of
plan,
had...
Yeah.
Yes, we'd photoshopped Claudio's head onto Osher's head with the caption, "You did not receive a rose."
That's right.
And then we sort of rethought all that. Then we sort of thought, well, Claudio's got great hair, but the name Osher is stuck.
Amazing. Well, there you go, listeners. You've heard it here on Elevate episode 100, how I got my hairstyle. But guys, I think from me to you, you know, I go into a lot of offices. I go travel a little bit. Every time I travel, I just – everywhere I go, I see, number one, the Elite Agent magazine in people's offices, which is amazing, like on coffee tables, in their reception area. The amount of people that come up to me and say, "Claudio, what podcast would you recommend? You guys have amazing content in what you put out there."
Oh, thank
and,
you.
You know, the brief, like daily stuff, tips, you know, what to do, you know, some hacks, productivity, this or that. I just want to say from me to you, and I'm sure the listeners out there would say thank you as well for your what you've been doing and you're saying changing somebody, you know. I want to say thank you. And it's also been an honor and a privilege to talk to you guys today on episode 100. Very humbling on my part. And guys, keep up the great work. They say, you know, what success is 80% showing up. You guys show up consistently all the time. So keep up the great work for the industry that you serve. And I don't know, maybe a high five.
Well, I guess
it's a shame that there's a table in between. I'll just launch over and give you a big hug.
I think you're going to hit with champagne right there.
Can I have the last word?
You can.
Oh, actually, I'm not the last word because he's the host. I'm just used to it. But the one thing is that we couldn't produce the magazine without all of our contributors.
Absolutely.
Yes.
Of which you've been a contributor for a long, long time, you know, yourself and people like Josh Fegan and Fiona Blaney and you know, people that have been there since day one. We couldn't do it without you guys. So, you know, from us to you, thank you very much. And thanks for
you are part of the best.
Thank you. Okay. Yeah. Well, I will have the final note. Thank you so much. Cheers.
Cheers.
To your success and your incredible milestones over the last 5 years with the magazine, The Brief, and obviously hearing it today on Elevate Podcast 100. Thank you so much. Hope you've enjoyed this episode.
Thanks,
Claudia.
Cheers, guys.
Cheers.
To connect with all things Elite Agent, including the latest news, coaching, and features, subscribe at our website, eliteagent.com.